You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Friday evening's action in Kilbeggan, a national hunt card to look forward to there, and a very good card, in fact, as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, yes. Looking forward to my journey up and a couple of days on the radio.
Yes, for anybody who doesn't know, Andy's in for Friday and Saturday. Good time to have you up as well with the Irish Oaks taking place tomorrow, Andy.
Yeah, that's a cracking card, isn't it? Obviously, cover race on Sunday as well, but the main centre of attention will be the Fillies Classic, which looks a very wide open race, isn't it?
It does. It does indeed. But we're going to focus on Kilbeggan first. Nice bit of jumping on Friday evening, and a good card to look forward to as well, Andy.
Definitely, yeah. Very competitive. Lots of double-figure fields, good betting races, no odds on shots. And what has to be said is probably the best race run so far over jumps throughout the summer jumping period. UK and Ireland as well. That is an absolute mouthwatering affair. Should be 5-6-1 the field. Lots of course and distance form already in the bag. So, you know, that'll take some finding.
Yeah, that's the 8:30, the Midlands National Handicap Chase. It's a humdinger for anybody who hasn't seen it yet. We'll move on to that in due course. But the first race this evening is the 5:55. And we start here with a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs. And Trina Kayla heads the market at 2-1. 3-1 for Tigroni, who's been supported from 7-2. 7-2 for Coffee Cantata. 11-2 for Rosie Revenue. Definitely Lily's sevens. And 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the opener, Andy?
I'll probably take a chance with the top one here, Coffee and Cantata, who ran a really encouraging race on her debut over this course. That was back in mid-May when she was staying on strongly from the back of the field, defying her odds of 33-1. And then she stepped up on that performance as expected to win at Tramore only a couple of weeks afterwards. There was heavy rain during the course of that meeting and the ground went soft, so if there is any showers in the area, that shouldn't inconvenience her chances. And I like the way she got the job done that day. It was very, very game in the finish when very extravagant came at her. And the pair of them pulled well clear in a really good finish. So she's made of the right stuff. Obviously, we've got to take a little bit of a punt that she can jump hurdles. But I do, or don't certainly mind, these brush hurdles. They're a little bit more forgiving than a normal timber hurdle. So horses are making their debuts. It's quite a good stomping ground for them. And I certainly think she's got the right capabilities to certainly shake up the front two in the market. Trina Kayla has had plenty of chances, albeit she probably sets a fairly mediocre standard. And Tigroni is the other one to mention as well. She was at fourth in a good main hurdle down in Garran the other day. That went the way of thanks for tea. David Jewell, the second horse, rather let the form down, though, however, the other day in Kilbeggan. So she's got it slightly to prove, perhaps. But I do like that Coffee Cantana, and she'll do for me in the first.
On to the second race then. This is the 6:25. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. The market headed by The Scourge, who's 15-8. 2-1 for Emmy Lou. Urban Vic is 11-2. 6-1 for Zagel. Queen Matilda is 16s. 20s or bigger for the others. Priced up as if it should be between The Scourge and Emmy Lou. Do you see it that way yourself, Andy?
Well, I'd certainly throw Urban Vic into the mix as well, Mark. I thought that horse ran quite encouragingly the other day in a race that went the way of the Willie Mullins trained Long Dog, having his debut for Willie Mullins, of course. And there was a little bit of promise from Seamus Mount Fahey's 7-year-old, so that's probably the each-way choice of the race. But the main two certainly set the standard so far, albeit on a low level. The Scourge probably is the most interesting one of the two based on his progression graph. It's certainly going in the right direction, whereas perhaps Emmy Lou's is rather flat-lined. At least Emmy Lou's got some, you know, consistent handicap form and some decent main hurdle form to suggest that she should be running a race. But she is only rated 89, so it'll be a little bit disappointed in a horse of that nature manages to win this. So that's the reason why I'm going to go with Gordon Elliott's 4-year-old. Not only did he run well over hurdles the other day in a race which has thrown up subsequent winner Punchbagger went on to win in Limerick next time out, but he also ran a night-catching race the other day on the flat down in Bellystown behind Hissabart and Rio's Treasure. Two very useful horses. They're probably 130, 140 rated horses in bumpers and over hurdles, those two. And I like the way he finished his race off that day. Like I say, he's definitely going the right way. He's taken a little bit of a while to come to hand. But with the yard in good form and Paul Carberry likely to ride a very patient waiting race on this horse, hopefully he can come through at the end.
On to the third race next, and this is the 6.55, and this one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's for four-year-olds and older that are rated 80 to 115, or 116 even. Dame Firth heads the betting at 5-2, 9-2 for the absent mare. My Manika Nico is 5-1, 8s for Vinny's Pride. Katamini has been supported this morning, 12s into 10s. 10-1 for Paselli Road, and 12s or bigger for the others. Several of these arrive in winning form, and several of them have course form as well. It's a good race, this the 6.55.
You're right, Mark. It is a trappy one. We've got several to include into the preview here. I'd certainly give favourable mentions to Dame Four to begin with. She represents a yard in good form and won very well over fences last time out at Clonmel, travelling strongly before accounting for the very consistent and likeable Tiger Trek. She's got some decent form over hurdles as well, including a victory around the track. So she's likely to be popular. The absent mare finally got off the mark last time out after a series of frustrating efforts. Now that her confidence is boosted, she can be given claims. Vinny's Pride also, he loves it round here. He hasn't run for a while, but like I say, horses with track form always have to be seriously considered here. But the two I quite like here, I'm going to have a couple of punts against the field. One is Miniki Nico from the James Nash stable. A real strong traveller, and he put that high cruising speed to good use when winning the other day down in Limerick. It was the race at New Kidding Town was sent off favourite, and he was a disappointment, but he has gone on to win subsequently. And my Miniki Nico showed really good tenacity on the running when his chance looked lost. He'd also got some good form beyond Riviera Sun early on in the season at Limerick, and we know how Henry de Bromhead's horse has gone forward in a rush. So 6-1 for him is not a bad price. And the other one to mention is Katamini. Now, you'd certainly have to give this mare a poor run last time out down in Ballinrobe, but prior to that, she'd run really well over this course and distance beyond Lucky Pat, who went on to vindicate the form with a good win next time out at Punchestown. So if she can run to that level, I do think Sean Burns, 7-year-old, has got a chance of putting that one run behind her. So two against the field there, the in-form Miniki Nico, and hopefully Katamini if she returns back to form.
OK, on to the fourth race next. This is the 7.25. This one is a handicap hurdle over 3 miles and half a furlong. And Sam Maxim heads the market at 7-2. 9-2 for the Doctor's Daughter. Le Grand Chien is 9-2. 7-1 for Dunrow Boy. Udo's Choice is 8s, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the other runners. We'll start with a favourite here, Andy. She arrives here in good form. She's won two races over the fences. She's £8 lower over hurdles and bidding to complete the hat-trick over the smaller obstacles here. Do you see her having a favourites chance?
Oh, definitely. Favourites chance, yeah. She's the one to beat on her recent form. She's looking spectacular, Nick, both at Perth, jumping and travelling really strongly and getting the job done quite comfortably. She's obviously very well handicapped on the pick of her recent form. Now she goes back over hurdles, and it's not as if she hasn't got any hurdling form either. These brush hurdles, obviously, somewhere, you meet somewhere in the middle, so you know it shouldn't be too much of an issue for her. Clearly going to be very strongly fancied, particularly as James Kane takes 7 off as well. But there is one horse in this race that is going to definitely pop up in one of these sooner rather than later. And I just think she's been a bit unlucky and there's been mitigating circumstances why she hasn't got her head in front in the last 2 or 3 runs. And that's the Doctor's Daughter. And I'm going to make her my nap of the night, despite up against the well-handicapped St. Maxine. I first cottoned onto this horse's midsummer upsurge in form with a excellent run over the course and distance back in May when she travelled very, very strongly behind the well-handicapped Mustardrick, only to fade late on. That was her first run for a while. So you'd put that down to just needing the run. And then I tipped her on the podcast next time out, and I still can't believe how she didn't win that day. She travelled once again very, very strongly, but it wasn't anything to do with her inability to get home. I just think Brian Crawley, I think if he'd ridden that race again, would have saved a little bit more energy for the back end of the race. He had a wide all the way throughout the contest. She never saw, she never got any cover. And then she kicked on with probably about 3 hurdles to jump, and it was way, way too soon to press on. And even though she still looked like winning and probably got match 101 in running, she got gobbled up on the running, which was a bit unfortunate. She then went over fences of the day and ran another blinder down in Limerick behind Pretorius. Again, travelling really strongly. So she's got a very, very high cruising speed. She loves this track. She's yet to be out the first three in four starts round Kilbeggan. She wouldn't mind if there's a drop of rain, although I could do with the rain keeping off because I think she's better on good ground. But ultimately, it's hard to see her not being involved in this race. So I'm going to make a really strong each-way recommendation at 9-2.
Strong each-way recommendation, Franny, then, in the 7.25. The 7.55 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a beginner's chase over 2¾ miles. Asda for Bay heads the market at 11-8. 15-8 for Guitar Pete. Haddington Road is 6-1. Carriganogue is 13-2. 10s for Officer Cadet. And 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. Some interesting types in here. Some useful horses over hurdles going over the fences. Andy, what do you make of the 7.55?
Yeah, this is quite a hot little race for the track at this time of year. You've got two quality horses locking horns here, Asda Furbay and particularly Guitar Pete, who's 140 rated horse over hurdles. And, of course, he ran in many Grade 1 and Grade 2 races as a four-year-old last year. He was always going to struggle, wasn't he, his second season. After an unbelievably good year, juvenile hurdling, of course, culminating in a victory in the Grade 1 at Aintree after finishing a respectable third in the Triumph Hurdle. It's just the kind of horse that Sandra Hughes will do really well with. She's actually got a very good record with novice chasers around this track, and she's had many similar types make a winning debut here. So it's significant for me that she runs one of her stable stars over this course first time up. But the slight question mark is whether he'll get the trip. Of course, Guitar Pete's best form's over 2 miles up to now, and he's up against a strong stay in the shape of Asda Furbay, who's got very good form so far over fences. He's a former winner in France, and he's had a couple of runs in novice chases so far in Ireland, and they've resulted in him bumping up against two, incidentally, Michael Harrigan horses. What are the chances of that happening? But he got beat by the strong stay of the jobbies right the last time we saw him. Clearly, we've got to take a little bit of a punt that he's fit enough to do himself justice after a layoff. But providing he is, he might just have enough stamina on this occasion to see off Guitar Pete.
Okay, as to Fabio Ferrani then in the 7.55. We move on to the 8.30 next. This is the Midlands National Handicap Chase. It's over 3 miles and 1 furlong and 5-1 the field this morning. Ravished at the top of the market. 7-1 for Akorakor. Aaron Hill Chief is 7-1 from 9s. 8s for Fort Smith. Definite Ruby is 8s from 10s. Down Under is a reserve but is 8-1 in the market. 9-1 for Maker Track. Balnaslow is 10s and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. You could fancy any number of these, Andy. It's a real cracker of a race. Who would you side with in the 8.30?
Yeah, well, I'm going to stick with course and distance form, really, rather than perhaps overcomplicating it and throwing others into the mix where I'm not sure whether they're going to handle the track. But the two that we do know go really well around here are the two Giggingstown stud horses who've been in fantastic nick of late, and that's Ravished and Akorakor. Akorakor's a slight chuck out on the fact that he's never run beyond 2.5 miles. If he does get the trip, I do think Gordon Elliott's six-year-old's got a great chance here because he clearly loves it around Kilbeggan. He's 2 from 3 at the track, and he's produced some very good speed figures along the way. But I do like Ravished. I like his mental fortitude, and all that tenacity was well and truly needed last time out at Killarney when he got headed. And he looked beat, to be fair, but he showed enough battling qualities to get back and beat Federici and leave the light on. And prior to that, he scored in a very fast time over course and distance when he beat the informed Mallards in Flight, who went there, of course, off the back of a win at Punchestown. He jumps well. He can race up with the speed, which is what you need here. So he's used to the helter-skelter sort of nature of these races around this track, which I think will stand him in good stead. And I think when you're just trying to wheedle this field down and get it to a horse who's going to act under whatever conditions are thrown at him, then I think Ravished fits the bill. And around about 5-1, I just think he's solid. So let's go with him.
On to the final race of the evening, then, the 9 o'clock. We finish here with a bumper over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs, and Siandara heads the market at 11-8. 5-2 for Sundowner. Right Back At You is 8-1. 10-1 for Malicia Tim. 10s for Sting Jet and Westren Warrior, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. We'll start with the market leader here, Andy. Siandara makes her debut for Willie Mullins. She's well bred and she should be okay as a national hunt horse, but the fact that she's not making a debut till 7, does that ring a few alarm bells?
Just a little bit, yeah. It's a bit late in the day, isn't it? But obviously perseverance might well be the key with this horse, and you know, she's got to be shown something at home for her to stay in training that long. You can almost flip the argument on the other side of its head. What we can say is this is a particularly weak-looking bumper, even for the track standards. Obviously, you've got Sundowner in there as well from the Norrmead stable, gelding by Kalanisi. We've got to pay huge respect to that horse. It wouldn't surprise you if one of those two unraced horses from powerful stables took this, because the ones with form, as far as I can see anyway, don't look up to much. None of them have shown anything really under rules. Most of them come from the point-to-points field, so it's difficult for me to make clear-cut cases for many of these. I haven't got much to go on. I've got to follow the market and follow the tried and trusted formulas of just sticking with informed bumper trainers. And if in doubt, and I've got no other opinion in the race, I often go with Willie Mullins, which is usually the safest option. So on this occasion, I want to follow suit.
All right, seeing Dara Friday then in the lucky last, as always, let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Kilbeggan one more time.
Yeah, very competitive card tonight, Kilbeggan. Really looking forward to it. Hopefully the ground all stays as it is, which is currently good. We'll obviously give you updates as the day goes on, and of course on William Hill Radio tonight if you tune in. Cathy Cantano is my choice in the first race. Hopefully she can run well first time over hurdles. I'll go with Gordon Elliott's The Scourge, who might be open to a bit more improvement than the rest in the 6.25. Two against the field in the 6.55 are my Maniki Nico, and the potentially well-handicapped horse now returning back to Kilbeggan is Katamini. The strongest bet of the night is The Doctor's Daughter each way. I think she should go well around her favourite track. In the 7.55, just slight preference for Asda Furbe on the basis that it's a 2.5, 2.6 race over main market rival Guitar Pete. Of course, is improving over the distance. The Midlands National is an absolute humdinger. We could fancy a whole host of horses in this one. Interesting that Gingistan Stud have got 5 in the race, so clearly Michael O'Leary, local based owner, wants to win this race. So I'm going to go with his first colours here in the shape of Ravished. And in the final race, I'll go with Kian Dara, who hopefully might make a winning debut for Willie Mullins.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck, and we'll look forward to hearing you on Racing Radio for the next couple of days.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.